And a very good evening to all of you tuning into Yahoo Sports Radio and the Big E Sports Show, where we always deliver the biggest and the best in sports. And of course, we're powered by our good friends in the Quicken Loan Studios. And up first tonight, we're going to head straight to Edmond, Oklahoma. We're going to catch up with a sports anchor from News Channel 4, KFOR. And that is our good friend, Bob Berry Jr., who I know is trying to muscle through the dog days of summer. How are you doing, Bobby?
Hey, I'm doing good. And seems like we don't have the dog days of summer anymore. When the NBA playoffs go as long as they do, and now we have a big-time golf tournament in our neck of the woods. So, yeah, I'm like, where'd the summer go? It's going to be football season here before we know it.
I know. The countdown is on, and you certainly do have a very big weekend ahead in Edmond, Oklahoma, with the 2014, the U.S. Senior Open at Oak Tree National is serving as this year's host. And I know I've got a ton of family in Oklahoma, and there's been tremendous anticipation for this tournament. Tell me about it.
Well, I'm sure Bernhard Langer, Colin Montgomery, Kenny Perry, and the Oak Tree Gang will be wondering where Elissa is this week.
Oh.
Where's he? Come on, because we know where your son gets his golf talent. I know that you can hit with the best of them. So, now we're excited because this Oklahoma's always been a really good golf market, and Oak Tree, when it was founded in the mid-70s, was designed by Pete Dye to host majors. They hosted the 84 U.S. Amateur. They hosted the 88 PGA, and then they went into some turmoil with ownership, filed bankruptcy. They were supposed to host the 94 PGA Championship and had to give that up because their club was in chaos, and they gave it up to, ironically, the other majestic course in our state, Southern Hills in Tulsa. And so now Oak Tree's gotten back on stable footing financially. They hosted the 2006 Senior PGA, and now they've got the U.S. Senior Open this week. A lot of excitement locally. Again, because of so many local guys that played at Oklahoma State, like Scott Verplank, Bob Tway, Willie Wood, those guys, and then Dr. Gil Morgan, of course, obviously a favorite around here. So it's exciting to have these guys in town, and the Oklahoma people are responding to it.
Well, Bobby, I know how much you love the game of golf, the sport, and you've played this course many times. Kind of give a descriptor of, in terms of the layout of it, and just how challenging and impressive it really is.
Well, it's been rebuilt, and that's what the pros, even who live here and play here, talk about, the added undulation to the greens, the swales that they put in around the greens, the extra bunkering. It's always been a tough golf course, but it needed updating like anything else, and they've done that. So they've spent the money to do that, the new ownership group. And Tom Lehman, for example, who's a former major champion, had never played Oak Tree, had never even laid eyes on the grounds, and he came in last Sunday to kind of check it out, and he had raised eyebrows when it was over, going, man, this is going to be tough. And not just that, but you know, listen how the Oklahoma summers can do. And right now, the expected temperatures for this weekend for the final two rounds are in excess of 100 degrees both days, and lots of humidity and some Oklahoma breeze that better happen, or we're going to have a lot of heat-related incidents. So it'll be challenging for these guys 50 and up, but they're ready for it. They seem to think they are. And, you know, Bernhard Langer hasn't met a challenge he hasn't been able to master this summer. He's been brilliant. He's won three tournaments already. He's won a major. He's got $2 million almost in earnings. So guys like this, they tend to play well everywhere. So we're looking forward to a good finish.
The sports anchor from News Channel 4 in Oklahoma City, Bob Berry Jr., joining us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. You rattled off several of the notable players. Do you have a particular favorite who perhaps can win it all?
I'm trying to think of a dark horse. I picked Tom Lehman before it started just because he grinds. He spent his whole life trying, finally started paying off late in his career on the regular PGA Tour. So, like him, Colin Montgomery is playing very well. You know, we got a totally wrong impression, and I'm guilty of it. When Monty played in the United States back on the regular tour, he always would miss the boat, never could win. He had rabbit ears. He'd hear everything the gallery was yelling at him. And turns out he couldn't be more charming. He's enjoying himself on this circuit a lot. He's already got 8 top 10 finishes this year. He won the Senior PGA Championship earlier, so he's won a major. And he said that was his first victory on American soil in 22 years. So he just seems chipper and happy and enjoying himself in life after 50. So he's a guy I think you need to watch.
Well, Monty owns, 31 wins on the European Tour, fourth for most all time, and certainly very, very impressive. Well, let's transition right now. Obviously, it's been a very crazy week in the NBA. So much speculation, rumors, a lot of movement still taking place. Do you ever remember a time in the NBA in the summer that it was the lead story?
Well, I don't, but I mean, I think market has affected that, meaning Oklahoma City, they didn't, you know, right now they'd already be saying, hey, who's going to be the third team tackle for Oklahoma's football team. But now, because of the Thunder, they're all jazzed about, hey, who's going to be the manager? And is Scott Brooks going to have a new agent? I mean, it's unbelievable how the conversation has changed in my market, just about everything Thunder. Everybody wants to know. They hired a new assistant coach the other day who was coaching the NBDL team in Tulsa, and you'd have thought that was like Bob Stoops hiring a new offensive coordinator. So it's kind of interesting how all that has shifted. And yet on draft night, people were around here were going, Mitch McGarry, Josh Huestis, who? And yet McGarry actually played pretty well in the Orlando Summer League this week. And it took like 5 minutes of watching that kid play at 6'11", 270, to realize why he would be a favorite of Sam Presti, the general manager. He just does all that stuff that Thunder guys do. He hustles. He dives for loose balls. He gives max effort all the time, and team guy all the way. So you can kind of see that sort of thing. But, yeah, I'm waiting, like I think a lot of people are, for the big moves at the top. And then maybe when those free agent dominoes start to fall with the superstars, then all this other stuff will fall into play.
With Mitch and Josh, I mean, what's your anticipation in terms of the role that they can play for Oklahoma City?
That's a great question, because I don't think Huestis will do anything this year. He was a name, to be quite honest with you. I went and found my Stanford roster and went, who's this guy? I remember when Stanford eliminated Kansas in the NCAA tournament, and we were all going, wow, they really played good defense as a team that night for Johnny Dawkins. And Huestis was one of the guys that was kind of charged with guarding Andrew Wiggins, who's the top overall pick in the NBA now. We know that. So he's a guy, I think they'll have him in Tulsa playing NBDL most of the season until he is ready to go. McGarry, a little bit of a different story, and yet now you've got a lot of big guys on the Thunder roster with Serge Ibaka and Kendrick Perkins and Steven Adams, who played so well last year. Nick Collison is still around. Hashim Thabeet, for the time being, is on the roster. So you're wondering aloud, where is McGarry going to find any time or any minute? So I probably expect him to be in Tulsa as well. So I can't see any mark made. Now, they picked up a guy named Samaje Christian, a rookie point guard from Xavier of Ohio. After the draft was over, Charlotte had actually drafted him, and the Thunder acquired his rights for cash, and he actually played pretty well in Orlando, too, and the team needs a backup point guard or two, because their former backup point guard is now the head coach of the Knicks, Derek Fisher. So Christian has probably impressed me as much as any of these young guys they picked up on draft night.
Well, Josh Huestis, a little did-you-know point. He is from my hometown, Bobby, Great Falls, Montana. I thought that was pretty cool when I was...
Well, there you go. He's destined for stardom. Maybe in the media. I know this. He's got model looks, okay? I mean, he appeared at his first news conference. Everybody went, whoa, who's this guy? I mean, you know, he's going to give Russell Westbrook a run for his fashion money, I think, when he appears in Oklahoma City. He's a great-looking kid and was adopted by a family that lived in Montana, mm-hmm. and went to Stanford, and very good team guy. So he's got all the markings for stardom. And now, I mean, if he's from your hometown, I expect great.
Bobby, listen, enjoy the weekend, and we'll catch up with you again real soon.
Thank you, E.
You bet. Much more straight ahead at YSR, the Big E Sports Show.